In a little while, I will think of that. But
Mrs. Avery, no, this is the truth. You have had less trouble coming up with these words than anybody else.
Really?
That's the truth.
Well, I'm so glad to know it because I feel that I'm just...
I interviewed a 19-year-old girl yesterday, and she, maybe she's just kind of not very intelligent, but she just... had to sit and think on every
well,
word.
I find that is well, true right. in old age, that names do not come to you as quickly as they might. In a little while, I'll think of that.
Okay,
you know,
I'm sure
but
you will.
it doesn't come back.
As far as I can tell, you're not doing badly at all.
Well, I'm glad to know it.
I'm just shooting these questions at you and changing the subject all the time, and I don't blame you. But that's just how they're arranged. Mm. Oh, and I also wanted to ask you, do you have any streams or creeks in this neighborhood?
Well, there's a little stream down at the foot of this, back here in the foot of this land, mm-hmm. back there. It drops down in there, and there is a little stream down there.
Does it have a name?
I'm not sure, but I think it's a part of what is known as Sugar Tree Creek that runs back through all this property back in here. And I'm not certain, but I think that's part of it.
Okay. Are there any others that you know about besides
Over on Harding Road, down here, a little further, is Richland Creek. That's a good-sized creek that runs through there.
The Harding Road goes over it.
Harding Road is the one that you come out from town right here, at you here. I told you the other day that you find all the business stuff over across the way. That's Harding Road, that road there that you cross.
All right.
And there is a Richland Creek that crosses Harding Road down below here, out the little way.
Richland
Creek,
okay.
Yes.
All right, what do you call the thing you turn to open a door?
A knob, doorknob.
Is there any kind of land that's called?
A knob, yes.
And what is that?
Oh, well, it's a hill, kind of a roundish hill. Not necessarily. We have out here hills that are called knobs. They're low hills.
Are they smaller than hills generally?
Oh, yes, I should think. They're not big, tall hills. They are rim Nashville, these knobs around us here. And they are hills, but not very tall hills.
Okay, and what would be the difference to you between a knob and a knoll?
Oh,
or
no.
Is there any difference?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call...
Black.
What do you call it if it's very, very large, much larger than a hill?
Mountain.
What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that just drops straight off?
A bluff.
Okay. Any other words?
Sure they are.
I mean that you would call.
No, I can't think a bluff would be.
You would say, be careful, don't fall off the
bluff.
Okay. Up in the mountains where the road goes across a low place, you would call that
a notch or... Notch would be one way.
Or a gap?
Gap. It'd be more likely that we would call it.
Okay. What do you call a place where boats stop and where freight is unloaded?
A wharf.
Okay. What do you call a kind of white, hard-paved road like city sidewalks? What's it made of?
Concrete.
Okay. Any other words for concrete?
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Ready?
Cement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Say you're not in the city, but you're out in the suburbs or in the country. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Oh, gravel road.
All right. Supposing you came to a man's farm down the main road, and you came to the turnoff going down to his house, what would you call that?
A lane.
Okay. Or a driveway, maybe?
Yes.